Hello, I'm Sarah Acton. I'm a landscape poet, and this is a Talking Tent audio interview on Thursday, the 1st of July 2021. And I'm here with...
I'm Sally Bedborough, and I'm from Poole.
I'm Stephanie Smith-Cooper, and I'm living in Poole.
Ah, yes, we always do it. Make a distinction, don't we? Like where you're from and where you live, particularly if you haven't been there for a long time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you're well travelled, aren't you?
I am. Oh. I grew up in Ireland, so I'm very into the mythology and stories of the landscape.
So we've just come back from our workshop and we've been hearing some poems and some mythology of the landscape. How was the workshop for you?
Well, it kicked off really well. I love that whole invitation to do the drawing and listening and a poem that was just possible, just accessible. You made it really, yeah, really easy. It was good.
Thank you. Mm. And what were the sounds of the landscape for you that came out when we sort of stopped at the beginning and we had those few moments of stillness of sort of tuning in?
Very much the yellow hammers, and I wanted to get the crayons out and draw a yellow hammer, you know, because you said about the symbols
yes.
for the noise, so yeah. Yeah, I got into that a bit. Yeah.
I was thinking of the insects and the sound of the breeze as well.
And what kind of landscape, how for you, what kind of landscape is your real kind of landscape that you enjoy being on? Is it this, we're here in the beautiful Ridgeway, right up on top. Is this the kind of landscape that you'd usually come to for a walk or a...
Yeah, I love this kind of landscape, the view and the breeze, the wildflowers, just a lovely time of year. But I really like the countryside. We've done some lovely walks recently. We went to Hambledon Hill, that was really memorable, covered in buttercups. Oh. I'm going to say it again because I kept on saying it throughout the whole walk. Look at the buttercups!
And did you say you saw some butterflies? Was that the walk when you saw the butterflies? Was that a different one?
That was the Cern Abbas one we did.
Yeah.
The hillside was covered with wildflowers and the butterflies were everywhere. It was beautiful.
We haven't seen that many today, have we?
No.
No. But no. When I was at Cern last week, the whole hillside was covered in blues.
Yeah.
Really lovely. Yeah. I suppose I just want to ask you what you've enjoyed about today in terms of being out in a group and experiencing.
Well, I'll take away just that space to be creative. That was really, it was a real gift, really nice. And just noticing things, sharing stories. I love the fairy stories. I love the poem and the readings that you did. Yeah, it was all great. Varied, nice to be with other people. And we were invited to say what was our favourite tree and, you know, that kind of thing. What was our favourite? Was there a spooky place that we had thought of?
Oh.
So sharing was good. Yeah.
I'm rereading my Thomas Hardy novels at the moment and I'm currently reading The Woodlanders.
Oh.
And so I was interested in hearing your quotations and reading from, which was it, the first
Return of the Native. But I didn't read, there's a lovely extract in The Woodlanders about Midsummer's Eve. I don't know if you've got to that bit yet, where the young girls go out to make a spell.
No, I haven't got to that bit yet.
I won't spoil it. I can't come up here and not read a little bit of Hardy. We are on Wessex Heights at the top here. And just thinking about your favourite things, we are interested in that in the Talking Tent, the favourite trees, the favourite summer smells, your favourite different seasonal senses, I suppose, things that really come out at different times of year for you at different places. Where is your favourite place to go in summer?
Oh, that's difficult because Dorset's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's so much and the variety. You could choose to go to the heath, you could choose to go to the coast. There's so many. I think my favourite, I'm going to say Hambledon Hill in June when the buttercups are out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, coastal.
Yeah.
Got to be the sea.
Whereabouts for you is the go-to place?
Probably Studland.
Like particularly?
I like the fact that Poole has a commercial harbour, that it's a living, thriving place. And it's not just pleasure boats and tourists.
Yes.
And I love the long stretch of beach.
Yeah.
And I love the way that old Harry changes. It gets eroded and each year it's slightly different.
So when we were talking about change I suppose that for each of us means different things. Our own living memory as we're sort of watching things change for you. It's Harry, old Harry, yeah. Mm.
Didn't he have a sister at one time?
And
he
got
a wife, yes, maybe, yeah. Somebody told me that.
There was a second.
More to old Harry than there is now.
Mm. Yes. Sally? Was she?
I don't know
her
name. I don't. Could well have been her name.
We'll call her Sally. We'll call her Sally.
But yes, there was a wife,
yes.
and a child.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And just to finish us off, we'll just I'll ask you that very simple question of what your favourite thing about summer is in that particular place. If it's for you, just the sight of the buttercups, or if there's any other wildlife that you particularly sort of listen out for or look out for.
Well, the skylarks. The skylarks is just magical, isn't it?
I love skylarks.
Every day during our walks, isn't it?
Mm.
Wherever I am, there seems to be a skylark that I can't see for quite a long time. It takes me a while to find him, and then just that beauty. It's almost like a circular breathing that he's able to just carry on with the circle of the song.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
I envy him. I try to play the flute now and again, and I just think, gosh, to have those lungs, teeny tiny lungs
teeny
like
tiny
that.
Teeny tiny breaths, probably such a nanosecond that we can't even hear it.
Great,
oh,
wouldn't it?
Thank you. And just any other thoughts about the workshop today?
Well, again, just a feast, really. I'll just go home and ponder it, and I'm sure it will in the future just bring back good memories. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming. It's good memories for me as well. So thank you.
I liked your the way you suggested about the edge of the fingernail, our place in the landscape.
Yeah.
That's quite resonant.
It's so tricky. I need that visual way of for my imagination to even accept the words as they're coming in 4 billion years, so that's quite a useful one. Thank you so much for talking to us today for the Talking Tent, and hope to see you again.
Thank you.